Happy Sunday morning. This is Brian Thomas alongside my co-host Lucky Pires, welcoming all of you to our sports update as we take a look at Sri Lanka now already in Zimbabwe preparing themselves for the mini white ball series. This will be an important series from a Sri Lankan perspective because that will lead Sri Lanka into taking a look at as to how Sri Lanka's T20 squad will be formulated for the forthcoming multi-tournament event. Right, and of course, South Africa will play against Australia today, the third one-day international series. The South Africa on a hike. They've won the first two one-day internationals from Australian viewpoint. It's a case of team building and trying to get back their forces in four to challenge South Africa, who look very competitive in the white ball version. Quickly into rugby. Trinity will be disappointed. They lost the first leg by 15-5. And all credit must go to Royal. They played extremely good rugby. Competitive. Their defense was excellent. But Trinity should kick themselves. They made themselves their own enemies. Basically having something like, let's say 13 infringements and 10 forced errors. And that's a lot in a game of rugby that lasts for 70 minutes, and they were undone by their own fault. So the second leg in Colombo coming up on the 6th of September will be very interesting. Well, that's it as far as our sports news is concerned. Let me also remind you that St. Thomas's will be playing against St. Anthony's as we are now looking at the back end of the school's rugby season. And that's coming up today at 4:15 p.m. local time. Have a wonderful day and listen to the piece of music selected by Lucky Pires for your listening pleasure.